The historical climate of Stockholm. The American travelers were fascinated by the beauty of Stockholm, as well as its rich historical atmosphere. The Swedish city had been called the Venice of the North, but it reminded Ellen White of San Francisco, the well-known Pacific Coast city near her home at Healdsburg, California. She wrote of Stockholm's charm as follows. Its situation, upon islands, on a plain, and on rocky hills surrounded by water and islands in every direction, is exceedingly picturesque. There are few cities in Europe whose general aspect is more attractive than that of this northern capital. Seventh-day Adventist work in Stockholm had been pioneered by Olof Johnson and C. Norlin. Johnson was converted by Madison in Oslo, and then had returned with Norlin to his native Sweden to share what he had learned. In the fall of 1884, Elder Madison himself came to Stockholm. He found the city primarily committed to the Lutheran faith, but also exhibiting a large degree of religious diversity and interest, with Separatists, Baptists, and the Salvation Army all fairly strong. Madison and Johnson held several series of meetings, and by the time Ellen White reached the city, a Seventh-day Adventist church of about 90 members was thriving.